Welcome to this episode of the podcast titled Julio. But you're going to ask, what does Julio mean? It's a name, right? Yeah, of course it's a name. But I'm going to get into that in a second. I want to say congratulations to R-Truth, Ron Killings, for coming back and having the WWE listen to the fans and to the other wrestlers. And this is after Raw. We're not going to talk about WWE, even though there's a new world champion. We're not even going to get into that. What we're going to get into is local wrestling. It all turned out in December. My friend Justin moved down here due to reasons I'm not going to bring up. He doesn't want people to know that, and I'm not comfortable saying. So we're just going to leave it at he moved down to Florida due to reasons that you hope for the best always in life. And the good thing is, he moved down here to be near his family, I guess, friends like me. And we started going to wrestling in December. Coastal Championship Wrestling, the local one being around for 21 years, CCW. I go online, I look up some of the wrestlers. You might see a few of them on Instagram, Facebook. I message one of them named Julio Cesar. I didn't know too much about him. Nice guy, decent wrestler. He's gotten better since the first time I've seen him, a lot better. I will say that. I've seen him do top rope moves that are killer. Congratulations, but that's not the point. He works with autistic kids. He's got ADD. I got autism. I work with autistic kids. So we got something in common. I asked him that. Then I gave him my phone number on Instagram. And the very next day, I asked him if he would give me his. And he said yes. What that means is we became fast friends. When I went to the CCW place and got to see him in person to talk to him, I went up to him like he was my best friend in the whole world. I felt like I've known him my whole life. Like I've known him longer than I knew Justin. And Justin I've known maybe 20 years. Maybe more. And it's an honor to still be his friend. When Justin moved back here, we picked off right where we left off. And it was the greatest feeling to know that that's possible. So, Julio finally agreed to be on my podcast. This is the episode where I talk to someone I'm really appreciative of. One, he's a wrestler, and that's one of my favorite things in the world. Two, he helps the autistic community like me and autistic kids that I, not the ones I work with, but others in other areas. He's a terrific human being. I'm going to ask him why wrestling and stuff like that, because I want to know what he sees in wrestling, what he likes about it, what challenges he has with autistic kids, because I could tell him a couple of my challenges, like with a couple of the students I'm not going to name, but they were pretty tough. And you know what? Don't feel bad when you're if you're watching them and helping with them. For yourself, feel bad for what they have to go through, because they got it tougher than I do. And if I can be a voice to any autistic person, it warms my heart. It makes me feel good inside. And that is the honest to God truth. So to see someone like Julio and see how easily I could talk to him and love his wrestling and love CCW and get connected to some of the wrestlers, it's like a hangout. It's a fun place. You go there for not a lot of money, and you get to watch quality wrestling. And sometimes big names have been there, like Jacob Fatu has been there. Who else? Bill Alfonso has been to that place. They had a Bill Alfonso hardcore tournament. That was pretty good. The winner was Ozzy Killmeister. I actually met that night. He knew he was going to win the tournament, of course, but it was pretty cool to see that. Well, I even talked to some of the heel wrestlers there, and they're freaking awesome guys. They are all so sweet. They are good people and they love what they do. So, if you don't check out CCW Alive on YouTube, you can watch it. Or you could check local wrestlings in your area, but this CCW is through a bunch of areas. They got a show in Port St. Lucie, Pompano, Doral, Miami, Kissimmee, and Nashville. And I love their company so much. It means a lot to me. So this episode just says thank you to Caesar, Julio Caesar. It's going to say Caesar, that's not his first name. Julio Caesar. And to CCW for having great wrestling. I appreciate them so much. Here is my interview with Julio Caesar. Hi, everyone. Welcome to my interview with local CCW wrestler Julio. I have a few questions I made for him to find out about him. So, why did you decide to go into wrestling?
I decided to go into wrestling because it's really the only thing I've ever loved since I was a kid. And I told myself when I was in high school that as soon as I graduated, I would pursue it, and that's what I did. So now I'm here.
Well, I don't blame you. I love it as well. And Jeff Hardy did it at age 16. So
I wish I started at 16 too, man.
I wish I ever did it at all, but I'm too short. Well, actually, Hornswoggle
was a
midget.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, now I'm too old. I'm 39.
Might be surprised.
Yeah. Okay, well. So, were you ever a champion with, like, CCW or anywhere you wrestle at?
No, I've only wrestled at CCW, and I've never been a champion there.
Well, maybe one day they'll get an email saying you should be a champion, but
from you, dog? You go
to the email? Yeah, I've emailed them before. I've never gotten emails back so quickly. I was like, hey, I need help. Can I order tickets and keep them and see if I can go because my friend might be busy? They said, no, they'll hold me tickets. And I guess I didn't need to. They were still in stock. But they email right away. I've never gotten emails so quickly. Thank you, CCW. All right. So, how long were you actually with them for?
Well, I started in November of 22, so doing the math, it's like
almost 3 years.
Almost, yeah, 2.5 right now as we speak, but it's about to be 3 years.
Yeah, so I hear you do stuff with autism. What exactly do you do?
Well, my career, I'm an RBT. And I work with people who have autism, anxiety, ADHD. As far as what I've done outside of that, well, you know, I did the 10K Julio shirt. I got you one, remember?
I never got it, but that's okay.
Oh, you never got yours?
No.
Oh, bro, I got a whole bunch, man.
Oh, okay.
When's the next time you come to the show?
I don't even know. I had no idea.
And it's a little late now. We did the autism shirts for April, but I'll get you one. I told you I'd get you one.
I remember that. Well,
I'm sorry, dude.
Where I work, there's a bunch of RBTs that come in. They help with one-on-one students, and it's pretty nice to see that. I don't know. We think every one of them needs it one-on-one compared to some of the others that don't have. But, you know, it helps every student either way. I wish every student had one, but
I think one-on-one help is really important, you know, and there's different styles. Some kids don't really like to be watched over completely. Some kids just like to be doing it on their own, and as soon as they have a question with whatever it is that they're doing, have it be, I don't know, like an assignment or something simple like washing their hands or something simple like that, then the RBC can come and step in.
Like the guy I watch, if you're trying to make him do work, you're going to get a present that everyone wants. Not. Actually, yeah, I was helping another student with math. He goes, go away, Z. Because he was tired of me. Oh, my heavens. I couldn't believe that. Whoa, I walked away. I didn't... Sorry, whatever his name is. Okay, do you want to make it to, like, WWE or AEW or NXT or...
Hell yeah, man. That's the goal. That's the goal.
That's very hard, but you never... But you never know. NXT gets a lot of people and AEW...
Yeah, it's going to be a while till I get there.
But it's okay. It's worth the wait. Look at people like Seth Rollins. They were doing it forever. The whole grind of their career and all that. Wow.
My coach always says, my coach Ken Grill always says that the journey is the jewel. There is no jewel at the end of the journey.
I met him once, and he acted like I knew who he was. But I did know who he was. My friend had no idea.
Most people that come to CCW already know who he is.
And my friend had no idea. That's the guy who was with Edge and Christian at the beginning of their career. And then when we saw him wrestle at that event, he had the best match of the night. So whatever wrestling company...
Girl's awesome, man.
He's
girl's awesome.
I would love to have that guy's autograph, but you know what? Maybe one day. You never know. Okay, so who's your favorite wrestler ever? And I think I have a guess, but...
Who's your guess?
Gangrel.
Not quite.
I know.
Since I was a kid, man, it's always been Mick Foley.
Mick Foley?
Foley and Daniel Bryan.
I met Mick Foley in person at a comic shop right by my house when someone told me that day in middle school, Mr. Simpson's class, Mick Foley is coming. So, of course, my mom said to my brother, don't ask him about the ear. Don't ask him about the ear. Of course, he asked him about the ear. Getting sewed off. No, not yet. So, I got a picture of my brothers in my room and a book autographed by him.
His book is my favorite of all time.
Oh, I never even read the book. Like, I read
Foley
it.
Is good. Foley is good.
No, not that book. The original book.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
Haven't I Say?
Yeah, that one. I got it autographed.
That one's good, too, but I like the second one more.
Oh, well, he seems like an awesome guy, but then again, I don't know. The one I like is The Undertaker and the Hardy Boys. I got tattoos from and John Cena. I got tattoos for them.
Sweet, dude.
I stole it off of a John Cena shirt, of course.
You got to show me that next time you come to a show.
Yeah. Does your family actually approve of you being a wrestler?
No.
No.
They never have. Ever since I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of wrestling, and I was really the only person in my family that watched that kind of stuff. They always condemned it. They said it was silly.
I watched and with family.
Even now, when I pursued it, my family was like, "Oh, you're gonna get hurt, man. I'd rather you do something else."
Hey,
your
it's
time.
Let me tell you, it's worth the hurt. It's great. I've watched it almost my whole life. If nothing else, I would watch that long.
Yeah, man. I think like you said. The pain that I feel wrestling or the risk that I do,
it's
you know,
so
I
worth
every
it.
Time we step in the ring,
it's worth
there's
it.
Nothing like it. So,
look at Mick Foley. He would tell you the same. Okay. Well, I've never been able to. That's a good question for him, to ask him. But what is the best part about being a wrestler?
The best part about being a wrestler is, to me.
Yeah, to you.
Is the wrestling itself. I think everyone should have different reasons, but if I'm speaking for myself, it's the wrestling. I love the actual me, someone else, whether it be a tag team. Being in the ring and wrestling is the best thing about wrestling for me.
Well, I think it's the same thing, but the wrestling is amazing. I've seen some good matches recently. Like that tag team match with John Cena was, oh my God.
Oh, the one at Money in the Bank?
Yeah, that was John's best work. I mean, he hasn't been that great since he came back, I don't think. I think it's because he's older and it's nothing against him. It's just time catches up to everyone other than Ric Flair, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling, even Ric Flair, man.
I'm kidding. I know that. I heard about his last match. I'm not going to say what happened to him, but hey.
Even wrestling, it's a really intense sport on your body, so, you know, once you get older, you can't really do the same thing.
And my roommate, Brandon, always says, if they get hurt, they're not doing it correctly. It's fake and all that. No, it's really not. You got to understand it to understand it.
Tell them we don't say the F word around here.
Well, we don't say the F word anywhere because it's worse than the other F word. Okay. What was the toughest thing about autism at your job or whatever?
What do you mean? Like the toughest thing about dealing with autism?
Yeah. Or,
let me see, man. I think the toughest thing about dealing with autism.
That's an easy one for me.
What's yours?
There was a kid with Down syndrome. Oh my God. It was basically couldn't talk. The strongest grip anyone has ever seen, and I had to deal with this young lady, so the teacher didn't have to. So I took her to lunches with me, I took her to PE. It was really hard. But that's what you do for the teachers you work with. You respect them, and you go the extra mile, and then you get a pretty good review, and not the year after. They see when you're working that hard, but it's by student, you know, it's what's required. And this lady, well, she went to high school, thank God. I almost cried when I heard that. So, yeah, that's how it is. She's was tough, but it was very worth it. I learned that I can do a lot more than I am capable of.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing, especially with kids with autism, is they're often told because they just because they think differently or their brain is wired a different way that they'll never amount to what, say, a neurologically non-divergent kid. I don't know what the word would be for that, but just like standard.
Like the lady Eva on Survivor was told she would never be able to live by herself, and she's going for a doctorate degree.
So yeah, like, man.
I got her autograph.
Exactly. When I was a kid, like, I have ADD a lot. When I was a kid, you know, they got me on meds, my parents, my whole family.
I was on those medicines for ADD. No, thank you. The side effects on those were the worst.
It takes away your hunger and makes you, it turns you into a zombie. Dude.
I wanted to take away my hunger. I've been eating too much. I got a stomach now. All right.
No, you look all right, man.
Yeah, they say, but. All right, two questions left. And I shouldn't be asking this one. Who is your biggest fan?
Who's my biggest fan?
Or, wait, who do you think is your biggest fan? I mean, that you know of.
Probably my girlfriend, Jada.
Oh, you're right. I was thinking me, but no, I like your answer better.
Yeah, man, she's been supporting me for a long time. She was the first person I told that I wanted to be a wrestler, so.
Well, there was a story going around how Rey Mysterio's girlfriend at the time was working an extra job to support him through wrestling school.
That's awesome.
I almost got a tattoo of Rey Mysterio, but I'm Jewish. I can't have the cross.
Yeah, you got a girl to hold you down like that. You better keep it forever, man.
Yeah, the last girlfriends I had were bad. I shouldn't say what she's doing now, because if I say it on a podcast, it's just bad. And the one before that just wanted kids and marriage. She got that, and they both ended in divorce. So go her.
Bro, you're spilling everybody's tea on a podcast.
No, no, but I don't have any names. Okay, the last. Here's the last question.
Yeah. Yeah.
And before I say that, they both had the same name too.
All right.
Okay, that first name, not last name. Oh, they were both Jewish too. All right. If you could give advice to someone give advice to someone with autism, what would it be?
Someone with autism.
Like, maybe me. I got autism.
Someone with autism, their challenges are kind of different in that they kind of feel like outliers, right? Or they don't feel like the standard, or they feel less than, you know what I mean? That's how I felt when I was growing up, at least. So if I could give any advice to someone out there that feels like that, not just with autism, but anyone who feels that, like I said, less than or inferior or whatever the case, just know that you're divine, you are great, and you're capable of doing great things. You just always have to set your mind on something and achieve those great things. The answer is not outside. The answer is within you. You have to pull it out, grab it, and live your truth. So that's my advice.
If I could get a student to open a door who is deadly afraid of opening doors, anything is possible in this world. Who knew I could feed a kid food? Who knew? And I have autism. So the last question I want to ask you is, last advice to someone who wants to be a wrestler.
Man, I'm not the one to be giving out advice to be a wrestler, man.
But what if someone asked you?
For what, you know, the little bit that I do know, I'd say, just what my coach tells me. Speak less, listen more. What's another one? Don't turn a fart into a hurricane. Sometimes in wrestling, like, something goes wrong, or, you know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be in the ring. It can be outside, or it could be, you know, with another wrestler, whatever the case. Don't blow things out of proportion.
Oh, I thought he meant really fart. Because I farted at the job, and of course they noticed. I'm like, it wasn't me.
Did it smell bad, dude?
No, but they knew it was me. Actually, there were times it smelled, but it wasn't me. Yeah, I swear it wasn't me that time.
Yeah.
Because I tell them, was that you? No, I'll admit it when it's me. Don't worry.
Oh, you lying, man.
I'll tell it every time, because it is loud. All right, well, that's the last question. Thank you for coming on the podcast, and have a good one.
Dude. Thanks.
Well, that was my interview with Julio, local guy from CCW. He loves it as much as I do. That's all he wanted to do, and I pray for his success in the wrestling industry. Who knew how nice of a guy he really is? But you don't really know the interview questions I ask, the answers, until I ask. His favorite is Mick Foley. Wouldn't have known that. I got his book autographed, Mick Foley. I met him once. What else? It's all he ever wanted to be. His family didn't watch wrestling. I should have told him my dad, when he was alive, used to watch it with me years ago. I connect with some friends because of wrestling. It's one of the most important things to me. I got tattoos because of wrestling. It means the world to me to just see some young kid love wrestling, doing it for 2.5 years, and actually be really decent at it. And it warms my heart to see him do my podcast. Me and him became friends because of CCW. And he even brought up the legend Gangrel. To me, I don't know how big of a legend Gangrel is, but in my eyes as a wrestling fan, he's a big deal. He helped get Edge and Christian on the map. When I've seen wrestling events that are like local events and I see Gangrel wrestle, to me it's the match of the night, because he's just got that ability. It doesn't matter how big and how famous and how rich you are, do what you love, the money will follow, I've been told. So thank you, Julio, for being on my podcast. This is probably the most heartwarming episode I've did, because it means something to me. It's not just family going on my podcast because I asked them. It's a friend that I have a lot of respect for. And thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed this episode very much. I will see you next time on the Z Money Podcast. Remember, if you have any questions for me, email me at themoneypodcast@yahoo.com. If you have questions about any of the episodes or anything you want to talk about, it's okay with me. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful week.